How many of you all, I read a scripture last week about the Apostle Paul asked the church to forgive him for not, I'm too anointed with finances, anointed with revelation on money, not to say something to you sometime. I stayed back. You notice I don't push my books a whole lot. I'm not a commercial person. But I talked with you last week a little bit about your finances. I want y'all to use money coming, write money coming on your check. You are assigned by God for wealth transfer. The Lord said in Genesis 12, turn that right quick. This money cometh anointing put me in an Abrahamic position. God always looking for a vessel or tool to use. Everybody connected to my ministry and to me should be out of debt and have plenty left over. You notice the first three verses in Genesis? They're a reality today. The brokest, dumbest person in the world almost, myself. I didn't pay a whole lot of attention in school. I got the mind, but I just didn't want to use it. I had my mind on something else. Now you connected to this ministry. You don't sit around here and don't get the revelation of why you're here. He wants you to live the good life. And he wants you to be a witness for him. You know. Lord told Abraham what to do. And he told Abraham, everybody connected to you is going to be blessed. Now, when you say connected to me, connected to the revelation that the Lord has placed on our lives. Don't let nobody disturb your seed sowing. Your tithes, give that 10% to the Lord. I'm telling you, give it to the Lord and sow your seed. A young girl, she brought up $3,000. She had some things she wanted to get done. Sow that seed. Seed, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm working on something now. He told me the seed is the activator of money coming. That's why they both came together. See, not no confession. The seed. Okay, well, how much you save you don't sow? Sand is not going to produce it. It's the seed. What I say it is?
It's the seed.
Yeah, see, now I know you all been disturbed about sowing because there have been so many beggars up here in the pulpit. You know, telling you all this and that. And some of them were right, the thing they were telling you, but it's just so much of it. But don't let that disturb you. Read 2 Corinthians 8, chapter 8 and 9 over and over again. You'll see how the people started off the same way I started off. They started off on the broke. They wasn't broke, they were on the broke, but 17 feet on the broke. But the Lord, when you start sowing, he'll bring you out. See, those people had, today, you here and you online, as a prophet of God, I place the grace of sowing on you. But cheerfully. See, all these people came up here, they came up because they wanted to come up here. So you want to be a cheerful soul, not a grudgingly soul, not sowing just because Leroy said so. No, you sow because you recognize it's a revelation from God, and it's going to free your finances up. I never asked how many love to be financially free all the time. Put your hand up. Hold it up a minute. I speak financial freedom on you. I speak these words. It's easy to have plenty of money. But you always give God the glory, not the money. It's not about the money, it's about Him. But in this world, money answers all things. Go to Walmart. Go to a restaurant. And pray, and just pray. Eat and pray. How'd you get your eating shape? Wow. You know what that is, huh? Had the police come get your team. Because you need some money when you go to every. So nothing wrong with money. Just don't let money have you. Have you ever said out of your mouth, have you ever said this? I have plenty of money. Who had never said that? Lift your hand. Who had never said that? Come on, they'll tell me the truth now. So I can't work with you. You're going to lie. I said, I'm going to lie. See, almost all of y'all never said I had plenty of money. Just sitting here lying to me. You said you had plenty of money? You said it before? Huh? Who? Sit down. Well, I'm going to find out who's lying here. Who have said I have plenty of money? Said it before. Not before today. I told him, I told y'all say it. All right. That's what it means to be connected. Well, I want you to say plenty of money coming to me now. All right? I have plenty of money, but I want you to say plenty of money coming to me now. Online, y'all with me? It don't matter what country you're in, daughter. It don't matter what the condition of the country or nothing. It's just God will find you. Plenty of money. Now, some of y'all are too spiritual to say it. I know it. I love Jesus, man. Jesus will slap you side of the head and say, I died for you. I became poor that you might be rich. You talk. You see what I'm saying? And if you want a regular apostle, go somewhere else. I ain't going to be regular. I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. You got blessed this morning? Yeah. Hallelujah. Point at somebody and say, I see you with plenty of money. I see you with plenty of money.